Greetings in the adorable name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker at this time is John A. Horn, and we shall say a little more now about God's precious third gift to the world. And we're going to call your attention to begin with to a verse found in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 55. And if you were to read there at about verse 3, you would come across this marvelous verse that says, "Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Oh, what a precious, precious word. And I trust that it will find a place in that heart of yours, that you'll open the heart's door and bid the Savior enter in. But I want you to think now of the passage. Incline your ear, says the prophet of God, and I'm sure it was necessary in his day, and certainly it's necessary in our day. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. You know, we're so busy in these days that we seem to have little time to hear, and especially to hear that which is important, to hear what God has to say. And you'll never, never be saved until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and hear that life-giving word until it reaches your heart in the power of the Spirit of God. Now, some years ago, a lady who was comparatively young then heard this passage that I have referred to, and she remembered it for a long time. And frequently and again and again, the Spirit of God would bring that verse to her attention. "Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live." And she said to herself, not once, but times without number, "I certainly would like to have eternal life, and I would like to know how my soul is to live." Of course, the text suggests, "Hear, and your soul shall live," but I'm not just exactly sure what I am to hear. I wish I knew. I'd like to know, and I'd like to have the matter settled. And I'm glad and I'm happy to tell you that this lady, sincere and honest before God, she heard of some special services that were to be conducted in the part of the country where she lived, and so she finally decided that she'd go and hear the Scriptures, hear the Word of God, hear the preaching of the Gospel. And the very first night she came, the servant of God who was preaching the Word that night read from the 5th chapter of the Gospel by St. John. Now, of course, he didn't know his audience. He did not know what this dear woman was thinking, nor was it necessary. But you see, God knows. And he, the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, knows exactly how to meet each individual case. And so, this speaker this night called attention to the Gospel by St. John, chapter 5, and he read a great portion of this interesting chapter, but he spent a great deal of time on verse 24, which reads, "Verily, verily, or for sure, or amen, amen, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And I'm glad to tell you, as she listened to that message that night, that memorable night, that red letter day in her life's history, oh, she said, "This is the answer. This is the answer to the great question that I have been facing for so long." And then the speaker went on to point out that this verse contains the words that were spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of the Eternal God. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now, that night, this dear woman opened the heart's door. She bowed to the truth of God. She believed the truth of God. She accepted the person that set forth in that marvelous passage. And what was promised there in that passage became hers. That has been now a number of years ago, but she can still say, "Thank God, I have everlasting life, and thank God, I shall never come into condemnation, and I have passed out of death into life. You hear, you believe, you receive His precious word. Receive the person of Christ, and life eternal too will be yours.